Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said
AOC.
AOC has said that the doomsday is going to come in 12 years. And you've actually said she may not be wrong.
And, she's not wrong.
To me,
she's right. Little man's got about that much time left. It's over. That's what they're all saying.
Right.
They started the clock. We didn't. They started
okay.
the clock.
Despair
and agony on me, and we agree. There
that's why your
perfect
urgency
word.
Recently is you got to get on with this.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We're good now.
I know you are. You don't get
no, no,
shit.
Here's the rub. No, you not now. We did, but not now. Here's the rub. In the process of allowing everyone to have the ability to ascend, they like they always have, when Moses was up the Mount Sinai getting the law, he needed the law. But why? Why did they need the law? We got to have somebody tell us what to do. They asked Pharaoh to be their judge, to be their God, and then Pharaoh let them down, and then Moses got them out. And then here you go, the next thing. Oh, hell no. Somebody got to tell us what to do. You're not going to tell me nothing. The God's going to give us the law. God's going to tell us what's right and wrong, because we obviously don't know. He ain't up there 30 minutes, and they've taken all the spoils of Egypt and made a golden calf, baby. Put all their treasure into a god, a false god. Put all their energy, and Aaron had to do it, the motherfucker. Aaron is who done that. Son is ridiculous. Anyway, the point is, that calf was melted, and they had to drink that gold. It killed them. But after Moses came down, he broke the Ten Commandments. He broke the stone. And he said, y'all fucked up. Now, who's on the Lord's side? Jews. Right here, right now. Made no difference what you done. Made no difference what happened. Made no difference who your mama was. Made no difference what the begotten was. Jews. And that's what we say now. Today,
right.
We say, choose. Here's what's happened. When they're choosing, don't you worry. But here's the new rub. All the power that they're choosing, if it's not ascension, guess where that power goes? Directly to the tech body.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It is 8/11 of the tech body now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You goddamn Skippy. That's right. And so now what happened? It's changed everything. Because now what happens, exponentially, the numbers are incredulous. You can't imagine the possibility. Oh, yes, you can. Now people are going to get up in arms because of the they don't like the color of red lights. You wait. They're going to get upset because they don't like the color of a red light. How absolutely
red is
positive.
Republican.
How ridiculous you can be. It can be. But it's
right.
The most crazy, out of bounds, makes no sense. And Bob looks at Carol, and Carol looks at Bob, and they just shrug their shoulders. It's kind of like, even fucking Canadians can figure this shit out. This is unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. They're going to have a Bible burning and all the lexicographers are going to be killed. They're taking the dictionaries and burning them because nobody uses them. They don't know what they're saying. OMG, it's a BFD, CFMS, LMA, OSIS.
Here we go.
Then what happened? Then what happened?
Did you get your question answered, Mark?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bob,
I heard.
He hasn't yet.
He sticks into.
Yeah, okay.
The power is being used very conservatively, but completely. That's the answer to your question.
By who? Who's using the power?
We
tech body.
Are using it. We
8/11.
Are using it.
You are doing it.
Yeah.
All right.